CBS2 in Chicago is reporting that the Chicago Police Department is one of the many around the nation that now accepts that law enforcement officers do suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, duh. CBS2's Mike Parker profiles a family that believes one of their own, a third-generation cop, was affected with PTSD when he took his own life last month. Erin Healy Ross recalls her brother, 38-year-old police officer Ryan Healy. I received a text from him saying that he decided to die, that he would be in the house, she recalls. Erin and Ryland's father, a retired cop, raced to the officer's house. She says, I remember my dad saying, do you know how many times I've been on this kind of scene, but I never in my life could I imagine to be my own son? He's talking about his son, Ryan. And that was just heartbreaking. Her brother was dead from a single gunshot wound. The brother, Healy, Ryan Healy, worked in the West Side 10th Police District. Towards the end, he told his family he was overwhelmed what he was experiencing on the job, the bodies, the violence, especially crimes that affect children. So, yeah, police departments and police administrators got to realize that policemen are human, too. And sometimes you can only take too much. And when you're stressed like that, you got to look after your own or protect your own. Look for the signs. So sometimes when you've had too much violence, you decide to take the easy way out and kill yourself. Not the right way, but some people think the easy way. It's too bad this officer had to do that. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.